morning, all. Thank you for coming. Let's get started. I know that it's not easy being here at 8:30. It's wonderful to see everyone here. So I'd like to welcome you to the official opening of the third summit on scalability and diversity in computer science education. Like I said, thank you for coming early and attending. The summit is going to be about all of us working together. And in fact, my presentation time is already over. So I'll try to be really brief and get onto the real agenda. My name is Tu Nguyen. I'm the chair of the computer science department here at Rutgers. I'd love to meet as many of you as I can throughout the day. So hopefully I'll get to say hi to a lot of people. I won't belabor the presentation. I think that just a couple minutes as a reminder, but I'm sure it's pretty fresh in everybody's brain, right? Why we're all here. This is a figure. We have a year here with a projection in 2020. And the difference here is, what are the main reasons we're here, right? This sort of plots the expected lead in terms of computing jobs. And these are the computer science students that we are producing. So you can see there is just a little bit of a gap coming, or there already. Okay. Now in response, one of the things that's really great is we are seeing a lot of enrollment growing throughout the country, and I'm sure everyone here is experiencing this, right? I just figured it'd be interesting to show you a little bit of a figure. For Rutgers, the red dashed line here is the plot of incoming students to the School of Arts and Science here, that's specifying that they are probably interested in a computer science major. Okay? These are the number of incoming students, these are the years, these are various other majors. Okay? And you can see that we're sort of crossing everybody, right? We've become the largest major of the tech. Well, not quite fair. If you take some of the other ones and put it all together for pre-med, for example, then it'll be still larger than us, right? But you can see that it's going in a pretty different trend from all the other majors. And clearly, it's not just Rutgers. This is fresh off the press. From the Tally report for 2017, this just came out a few days ago, the final version. Okay, and this is the newly declared undergraduate majors, number of students. This is throughout the country based on a survey, and So it's something that we're all experiencing, I'm sure. Okay, now along with the enrollment, which is hard enough to handle, I think we all are facing some challenges in addition to that, right? And this is a report that was written for the Computer Research Association. And this shows for universities, right? The data was easily available for university, but I think it's replicated at all levels. The CS majors, and here are sort of where we are with faculty teaching. Okay. So, there's also a little gap, that brings to the importance why we say scalability, right, in our summit, which is we've got to figure out how to teach a large number of large number of students with, of the faculty that we have. And the other thing that accounts for, the other sort of word in our title is diversity. This shows enrollment in our 111, which is the equivalent of CS1. Okay, it's the introductory class for the major, and we plot fall and spring because the enrollment is slightly different. Fall is twice as big as spring, and this is for Rutgers. But we are consistent with national averages. Okay? So this pretty much reflects the national picture, aside from a few places that have been quite successful at addressing some of these issues. Okay. The blue line there is the total enrollment in our classes, and here, we published this a little while ago, so we only have data until 2016. So it hasn't changed significantly. The red line is women students. The green line is men. And you can see a clear gender gap here. Okay. Fortunately, this time around, at least it's staying proportional. And there was a study indicating during the dot-com boom when things went crazy, actually the percentage of women enrolled actually dropped, okay, as a percentage. So we're doing better than last time, but you know there's quite a bit to go. And if I plot it sort of by ethnicity or groups of underrepresented minorities, the picture is actually worse. Okay, and so we have a shortfall, right? We need to think about how to teach lots of students with the resources that we have. At the same time, we really need to draw from portions of the population that we're not doing such a good job at, right? In terms of both fulfilling the workforce as well as opening opportunities for people. Okay. And so that's why we're all here. There's a wonderful schedule for you. Here are all the folks who are here with us today. Okay, we had 139 responses from people who will be here sort of at different times throughout the day. You can see we have ranging from K-12 to 2 years, 4 years, as well as government industry. Okay, a very, very nice split. It's wonderful again to see everybody here. Welcome. Thank you for coming, and you know we're looking forward to all of us working together to address these challenges. Okay, and so I will get out of the way and let the day get started. Just wanted to thank the planning committee for organizing this summit. It's the biggest one out of three yet. Okay, and it was a tremendous amount of work. I'm welcoming you, but I actually did none of the work. So here are all the people. Our fearless leader, Fran, and I'm going to cheat, I'm just going to say the first name so I don't mangle the pronunciation. Fran, Myra, okay. Let people know who you are. You did a lot of work. Daryl, Mandy, okay, back there. John, here. Dan, I think he's not feeling well, so he's not here. Jeremy, back there. Adam, thank you. We acknowledge Google for funding the effort that led to the start of the summit and is funding this one as well. And Lars for helping with the web page to give you all the information about getting here. Lars in the back there. Okay. So, next, it will be Daryl Dietrich giving the state of the state, okay. Daryl is a computer science teacher at Warren Hills Regional High School in Washington, New Jersey, and is the past president of the CSTA Central New Jersey. He received the NC WIT NJ Educator Award, the CSTA National Advocate of Year Award, and is a Google CS4HS Ambassador. Daryl has shared the state of the state with us at each of our past two summits, and is here again to update us on what's going on. So, Daryl, welcome.